This is Dr. Bajaj. I've been asking to report on patient Torino, Belliard. Date of birth is 11/13/1985. Indication procedure was epigastric pain, nephroform pain, burning sensation, GERD. Initiated by nursing Grade B erosive esophagitis, number 2, D-junction ulcer, biopsy esophagitis diagnosis, while neoplastic was saved from anesthesia, number 3, multimodal gastritis, number 4, multimodal gastritis, biopsy esophagitis, profound recognition, a river small biopsy, number 2, a strong biopsy, because of all headache, like back to pulmonary therapy, number 3, a river the D-junction biopsy, while neoplastic was versus inflammatory changes, if the biopsy comes positive for atypical cells, and a group of endoscopic ultrasound, evaluation, otherwise the biopsy is negative for any atypical cell neoplasia. So then repeat upper endoscopy in 3 months, followed with ulcer and esophagitis. Number 4, start patient with protonic, 40 milligrams per day, and also carafate 1 gram TID. Carafate is developed before 3 months, and protonic 40 milligrams per day, and then after the follow-up upper endoscopy, we may decrease the protonics in 20 milligrams per day. Other than these disjunction ulcers and inflammation, I don't see any evidence of any gastric ulcer or duodenitis controlling his epigastric pain, left upper quadrant pain. So for that reason, recognition also from everyone, also, and also CT scan and abdominal pelvic bill contrast were hepatobiliary factor disease contributed to him left upper quadrant pain. And that comes negative. Patients still have left upper quadrant pain, or recognition of a colonoscopy, as well any colonic pathology contributed to abdominal pain. Follow up 2 weeks. And patient, please send the copy to patient primary care provider, Dr. Ann Grodnick, Grodanich, and Dr. Paul Sari, January 19th to 23rd. Patient option.